And I should be joined live on the phone by Marie McCarthy, who is Market Research Analyst at iReach. Good morning, Marie.
Morning.
Good morning. Firstly, Marie, can you tell us where you're based and perhaps a little about the research work you do at iReach?
Yeah, so we're a market research agency. We're based in BlackRock in Dublin. We carry out lots of different types of research for different clients. Quantitative research, which would be your online surveys. And then we'd also do qualitative research, so focus groups, in-depth interviews, eye tracking, and different things like that. So we will run research for any company's research needs, and usually a lot of them would be to test brand awareness, brand tracking, new product development, and so on.
And now this morning we're talking about the findings of your most recent research work, I think I'm right in saying, which is on attitudes to health here in Dublin, Ireland. Can you tell us about some of the results of that survey, Marie? And was there anything in there that perhaps surprised you or maybe even shocked you?
So we did research of 1,000 people in Ireland, nationally representative. We did this about 1 month ago, and it was to determine, you know, the public's opinion on the new and innovative health technologies that are out there. So the key findings from the research, I suppose, one that would be maybe a bit shocking is that 65% of adults have never undergone a cancer screening test, although 76% are interested in trying one out. Also, 51% said the most frequently they would be willing to get a cancer screening test would be every 6 months to 1 year. So I thought that was quite frequent. And also, females are more likely than males to have received a cancer screening test every few years.
Just on the breakup of the survey itself, you mentioned 1,000 people. Would it be 50-50 gender equal?
Exactly, yeah. So it's nationally representative of Ireland. So I think it is, I think the gender in Ireland is 52-50-48. And then we have it, it's all nationally representative. So it's everybody around the country. So it's all, we have quotas. So we'll get a view of Ireland as a whole.
To yourself, Marie, what do those findings say to us about Ireland as a nation and our attitudes to health? Are we doing well? Are we not doing well? Are we middling?
Yeah, I suppose you'd have to compare us to other countries in order to figure that one out. I suppose, like, from my point of view, I would have thought that it was quite low. I'm not sure how open we are to doing different health tests and how frequently we want to do them. Kind of the more recent technology wearables are becoming more popular in Ireland. So that would be, you know, if you have a watch and it monitors your heart rate. I think these are becoming more popular. A lot of people are aware of them, and 15% of people have them and wear them in Ireland as well. So we're kind of open to those things, but I'm not so sure how open we are to doing different tests that frequently.
When I saw the results in the email that you sent us, Marie, I was stunned by them, I have to say, because it is, particularly for cancer research, or cancer screening rather, the figures are blindingly low.
Absolutely. Yeah.
They are really, really low. And I mean, hands up, I've never got cancer screened either. I'm just over 50. And I really need to go and do something about that. But I'm a guy, you see, guys don't do this kind of stuff. We don't like talking about this kind of stuff. Even this morning, I feel a little bit off. That's just a guy thing. I think women are much better at doing this kind of thing than men. What does it say about men's attitudes?
Yeah, so it has shown that females are more than doubly likely to have received a cancer screening test every few years. So, yeah, that's just proving your point. Females will go more likely than males. Kind of another interesting finding was, you know, where people would actually like to do the test. So would they prefer to do it in the doctor's office or prefer to do an at-home test? And it was pretty level. So 42% said that they prefer to do it at a doctor's office, while 38% would prefer to do an at-home test. And then there was 20% that would, it didn't make a difference, they would do both equally. So I think there is some of the population that would prefer to do it at home than in the doctor's office.
I think that would be me. You know, hands up, that would be me. I don't know what it is about guys, Marie, but we tend to get very stressed when we have to go to see our local GP. And that's not something I've had to do very often, thank God. But touch wood. But men are, you know, men, as that TV program goes. We're not great at doing this kind of thing at all. Now, are there any results from any other surveys that you've done in the recent past that you might be able to compare these findings against, and they might show a trend perhaps in one area or another?
We actually haven't done this research before. Now, we do a lot of research multiple times, so we can track the trends, but this was the first time we've done something so specific on health screening. So I can't track whether, you know, more people are likely to do it, say, this year than last year. But the next time we run it, then we'll be able to see these trends, if different areas have increased or decreased, and so on.
Absolutely. And it's a rock solid start to build that foundation on, I have to say. It really is. It's a fine survey. Whose idea was it to do it?
It was actually one of my work colleagues. She was interested in finding out, you know, different barriers and inhibitors to getting cancer screening tests. We have done research recently about, you know, skin protection and kind of if people wear sun cream or if they would, you know, get burnt in order to get a tan afterwards. So we have touched on it a bit. Those results were, I found them quite astounding. It was like 20% of people have used sunbeds. It rises to 30% in females, 10% in males. You know, so people still are not fully aware of the dangers. But we could see with that, the trend is that more people are becoming more conscious of, you know, using sun protection, because I suppose awareness is being raised for skin cancer and such.
I think because we're human beings, Marie, sometimes we don't like to hear the truth, and it's if it's not something you want to hear, it takes a while for the penny to drop. But I certainly think that there is the beginnings of a dropping penny.
Exactly.
I definitely think so. How can people view these results, Marie? Are they available online?
Yes, if anybody wants to read up on the results, they're available on our blog, which is on our website, ireachhq.com/blog, or they can go onto our Twitter, which is, the handle is Ireach Insights, and there's some infographics that show these results as well.
And if people would like to get involved, be part of the 1,000, how can they do so?
Yeah, so the only requirements from our end is that you need to be over 18 and living in Ireland. So that's a lot of people. All you have to do is go on to www.ireachconversations.com and you sign up there. You'll receive emails every week or two, and in reward for doing these surveys, you get rewarded anywhere between €2 and €3 or €4. It depends on the length of the survey. But then you build up these points over time, and you can redeem a one-for-all voucher or a pennies voucher.
That's a great idea.
Stuff. Yeah, it's kind of a handy way to make a little bit of extra cash.
And I don't know whether you can reveal anything this morning, Marie, but are there any other surveys on the way that perhaps might interest us here?
We are doing, at the moment in field, we have surveys on Pride Month to see awareness and if people were getting involved this month. And also we have a survey on reality TV and, you know, what that means for Ireland now and, you know, how it has an impact on our life, because it is becoming more and more popular, I think.
Roughly speaking, Marie, since you were established, how many surveys have you been involved in?
Oh, I'd say hundreds.
Possible? Hundreds. I'd hundreds. Say so, yeah. And again, yeah. Just to reiterate that these surveys are done online, so you don't have mm-hmm. to pitch up
exactly.
if you live in Cork and move to Dublin of a day to answer questions in a big sticky office somewhere when it's sunny outside and that's where you want to be. Just like today, but you can do all of this stuff online.
All of this is online, and it will go to you via email, and you have a good few days to do it, so you don't have to do it straight away. Usually we launch them on a Thursday and then we close them the following approximately either the following Tuesday or Thursday, so you've a lot of time to do the surveys.
And once a survey is finished, the online mm-hmm. bit is done and dusted and mm-hmm. finned. How long does it take for you to get the results back?
So we get them immediately once we close the survey. We have the results. We can then analyse them and look at the different trends. We can look at it by gender, age, region, or other demographic or other questions that we've asked as well throughout the survey.
Yeah, just looking into your own experiences and your memory, Marie, what do these surveys tell us about Ireland in 2019? Do they tell us anything?
They do. Off the top of my head now, it's difficult to say. Like, we've such a range of topics, whether if we're talking about the government and like what they can do with the housing crisis. I know a lot of people are keen, you know, to get that resolved. Then also about data protection. We've asked about, you know, people using social media, and a lot of people think that the government needs to be enforcing more regulations in that sense. So they're kind of the key things I can think of that we've asked over the last few months that stood out, that such a majority really were looking for more regulations and more input from the government.
Mm-hmm. And for people who'd like more information about iReach in general, Marie, have you got a website address handy? I suppose everybody does these days, and maybe even a phone number.
Yes, we do. Our website is www.ireachhq.com, and our phone number is 01214 3740.
And social media, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, others?
We have a Facebook for our panel members. It's iReach Conversations. If they search iReach Conversations, they'll be able to find us. They'll also be able to find us on Twitter on iReach Insights.
Great stuff. And just to reiterate that if you'd like to see the results of this survey, you can do so online. Can you view past surveys as well?
You can view the results from past surveys on our blog. There'll be the history. You can scroll back and you can view any surveys there.
Great stuff. It would be fascinating to have a little look back. When was the first survey that you did year-wise, Marie?
Sorry, what do you mean?
when were you established?
Back in 2004. So
there's 15 years of stuff there.
Exactly.
Wow.
Well, not on the blog. See, we wouldn't have it from way back then. So it would probably date back maybe to 2014. So there's a lot of different research that we've done there. So there's a lot of different things that people can see. Also, if people Google iReach Insights, then they can find out different research that we've done and different clients sometimes that are published in the news then as well. So we'll be cited there as well.
No, it's fascinating to look at I love stats. I absolutely love stats. They used to call me Stato years ago. But no, I do love stats. But the great thing about having this research archived in the way that you do is that you mightn't think that there's a link between two items that might look separate and mightn't be linked at all when you think about it. But they do help build up a trend. They're the little bits that make up all of us, if you get my drift.
Exactly, yeah. So it kind of gives you the full picture, doesn't it? So you can see from, you know, this point of view, from health to whatever it is, you know, social media, habits and awareness, and then you can see from loads of different areas in people's lives.
Marie, thanks a million for talking to us this morning, and it really is an interesting eyesight or insight into behaviours and attitudes in this country, and fascinating work that you do, and looking forward to the next one. To see.
Yes, yeah. And thanks for having me on.
No problem at all, Marie. Thanks very much. Thank you.
Okay, thank you.
Great, so thank you. Bye-bye. I was joined there by Marie McCarthy from iReach, and Marie is Market Research Analyst at the organisation.